question. And we want to know again to know the new project requirements. So we need to know the user needs that we want to fulfill. From the technical part, we want to know how it's going to work. And third part, of course, how to design this
platform.
Yeah. So, let's go for the presentations.
I'm sorry.
First, marketing expert.
Okay. So, so as you know, I think you already know me, Sakhbenjo, the expert in marketing, and I want to tell you about what people want and like and dislike in remote controls. I hope this is going to help you design it correctly. So, let's begin. Definitely the full page. That's fine. I spend lots of time doing this full page. So, basically, what I suggest is that instead of deciding ourselves what could be and what should be good remote control, let's ask people who are users of remote controls how they feel about the current remote controls, what they like, what they don't like, and what they do with them, I don't know, because they are supposed to be useful. Forget about that. So we've conducted a survey on the use of remote controls, and I'd like to show you some of the results we found on the survey. Yeah. So basically, what we found was that there are several things that the user don't like the remote controls. First of all, they find it very ugly. Current remote controls are they are the same as this one. They're not nice color, not nice shape, all the same. And they're not good looking. What is interesting is that in fact it seems that people are ready to pay for a nice big fancy looking. I think we should really spend a lot of time and effort in that. And the other thing is that the current remote controls are not so easy to use, and the current facilities that they offer do not match what people really want to use their remote controls. For instance, we see that they zap very often, so I think this is a very important functionality that it should be easy for them to zap in hardware or whatever. And most of the buttons on the current remote controls are not used. So I think we should design something where some of the buttons, which are those that are used, should be easier to see and use than others that are going to be hard. Next, please. Now, people are very frustrated with their remote controls. So, for instance, they don't even find it. It's often lost somewhere in your home, and nobody knows where it is. Maybe if we have something where we could ask the remote control, please, where are you? Like something to, like I think phones, some of the phones have some of these kind of functionality. Why not? Yeah. And because of the fact that there are so many buttons in these remote controls that nobody use, in fact, they don't even know how to use them. So most of the people say they they don't know how to do this properly. Then. And they are not for our side, but nobody's there. So I think they are bad. Anybody has any idea about that?
I'll check it with electromagnetic waves.
I think it's a technical thing which.
Yeah, because infrared uses some electromagnetic waves. And those waves have
high. 26%. A lot of people for concept that we don't know. But we have to take this into account.
Every first.
Yeah. People really.
Some of us knows.
So anyway, that's for what the biggest frustration of the user, and what else do I have? Oh, yeah. Mm. So we've listed a couple of functions that may be used by the user in the current available remote control. The tables would be very nice to read, but what is important is to understand that the power button is not used often, because it's generally used only once per session, but it is very rare. People want to have a power button. Channel selection is often used, very often used, and indeed very rare. It's repetitivity, stress, injury. We have to be careful with that word. But anyway, I continue my presentation. So yeah, channel selection is very important, very often used. Volume is not often used, but people want to have control of volume. And then you have things which are very much less often used, like the settings, audio settings, screen settings, even teletext and channel settings. All of them, they are not often used, and they are more or less relevant. It seems that people find teletext relevant. I mean, I personally never use it, but it seems that it's average relevant, at least.
I've been told that we don't consider teletext out of date.
I can tell you that in a scale between 1 and 10, relevant, not relevant to relevant people, scored a 6 on this, which is not as these two ones were higher than 10. But if you compare with these ones, I think they scored a 1. So if there are good reasons not to put any text, it's okay, but just know that people find it somehow relevant. That's for the main functions, I think. And then we can ask ourselves what people don't have that may be useful. Next slide. One of the things, the trend that you are probably aware of is the possibility, the eventual possibility of having speech recognition. So you wouldn't have to have your buttons, but just tell your control or whatever you have, what you want. So we conducted a survey about whether people would like or not to have this kind of functionality in their control. And as you can see, it really depends on the age. Young people, probably because it's a buzzword, find it very relevant. And as the age goes up, the relevance goes down. So now it really depends on the kind of targeting, who are we targeting with. If we are targeting young people, then it's probably something we have to consider. If we are targeting young, very old people, this is something we really don't know why. And I don't have any conclusion, I didn't have time to think of their type, so that's basically my findings. If you have any questions.
Should we aim at the young people or not?
I think we should aim at the young people. But I think they are those who might be more interested in the new device. In general, the early adopters of the new device are going to be less than
more than less than half of you guys.
Mm-hmm. Then the best users, yes,
because they have other views.
Of the technical function, so
I think it's you.
What did
the user require?
And there was a thing with him.
So my name is Mark White, and I'm responsible for user interface design. However, Project Manager asked me to give some presentation about technical function design. As I'm more an artist, it's going to be less technical function, but for user interface and current intentions. That was interesting physics. And the general method, which is, seems to be very useful for our task, is not to forget about the outcome razor. We should never complicate things too much. We should only make a remote control. Nothing more. Nothing more than this. Just a remote control. Because current remote controls, they are never easy enough to use. So, make it. So here is the remote control. It's quite a standard one, but it's not from a team. It's from a much easier device like air conditioning or something. But you know, we can use it for a TV easily. Only buttons we need is on off, volume, channels, and maybe some options or something else. And let's make it quick. Compared to this one, which one would you prefer?
I would say the simplest one, as long as they are good, I find the buttons that I need every time I need a button.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's in the middle of putting those two.
And our method is going to be provide simple, simple desires into simple actions. Funnies. Our question is a style. We should remember that our company puts fashion into electronics. We should never forget about it. Concept. Simple. Be simple and you'll win on this market. The market is for remote controls, you know it better. It's very well, it's not an easy field to play, you know? So be simple. For personal preferences, I think that to make a baby proof remote control, you got to be independent. It's a really good style. It can to be look like this. It is unbreakable and it is very universal. We'll have a screen with a backlight, we can change colors, and we can put all the options into the screen. We'll need only a few buttons. All the other things can be controlled through the screen. And all these buttons should be easy to find and to click, because when you watch a movie and you want to change something, you always try to find a good button with clicker. But you should do it by touching it and finding it easily just by touch. So. Yes. I would propose this concept for the user. There's few buttons, a screen with a bad light, you can change colors, then you think and what else? I got just very few good ideas. Wind, power, and volume. And let us include two nice features into this device. First, power on and off can be made fully automatic. When you go to the sofa, take a control and point it to the TV. The TV turns on.
When does it turn off?
When you don't touch the control, but you go out of it for enough time, like you.
Sensing the sensor machine that's.
It's a question to our technical designer, to engineers. And another nice feature that I would like to implement is the volume control. Suppose you set up some volume, and then you move out, or you move to the other corner of the room and take a control with you. Like, you want to change the chair, or you want to move to the armchair for the sofa, or and then the volume changes. It's easy to do, you just control the...
According to your distance.
According to the distance.
Yes, it will be
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the screen. What is the useful of the screen? Is it a touch screen, by the
way? I think it can be just a menu which can be controlled with a left track and down and control.
So it gives instructions, but it has to be with a backlight somehow.
So its main purpose, in fact, is a backlight, which changes colors, which makes it easier to find. And it can respond for your voice, like it can turn on the light for you just to find it easily.
Okay.
So basically that's it.
And I see that you target several applications on TV, but like we talk about the universal remote control.
Can be easily done, because you got simple designs, you should put it to simple actions. But it'd be universal. So you want to use it for your hi-fi system. You want to change tracks, and you want to adjust volume. Just a few actions. A few actions for everything. All the rest we will put it into this menu on the screen.
Since we were talking really soon, it's a real control. I think we would only concentrate on TV for the moment.
Okay.
Maybe.
But it's quite
universal.
We can just extend it to any device.
For instance, if I want to go to directly to channel 25, how would I do? Can I do that with this?
25?
Yeah. Let's say I'm on channel 8 now. You know, these days there are hundreds of channels. That's not so easy to communicate next.
In fact, I would propose another solution. Basically, you use just 4 or 5 channels, right? So, set up your TV set, like, channels that you use, they are 1, 2, 3, and 5, and you will now have to go to a 25th.
In fact, in one remote control that I've seen, instead of doing that, you could just say, these are the channel 3, 28, 48 and 64 are those that I want to be cycled to my next button.
Yes, it's the same solution.
But you need to have some LCD display that you can you can just button the number and
the
then.
The thing is that, as I said in my presentation, people really do like to zap. So
yeah.
Even if they are only watching 4 or 5 channels, I think they want to zap out of the 100 channels.
Yeah.
Just because this is one kind of thing you do.
Yeah, and that it's on the next.
On the next. So then you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, say this can be back.
Mm.
whatever is like, we can put some display on numbers and then they can just press. Suppose 2, 5, they just press 2 and 5.
Maybe we can make different modes. You can change that mode or current.
Because since we're focusing only on TV remote control,
yeah,
so we can have more functions for TV. If we want to go for universal, then we have to limit for functions for each of our devices.
Can we carry out some research into the other medias? How many people really need to go into channel number 25, for example, 64?
Well, I haven't read that.
I was checking my department or something, special meeting
done.
Although I don't know. Right. Thanks very much. Thank you.
So now we have the technical aspects of this new device.
As you know, I'm Mr. Ramarov. I'm an expert in industrial design of all electronic devices. I previously devised many digital calculators, electronic calculators. So now I'll briefly describe the working design of our remote control. Well, as you know, the basic function of remote control is sending some message to the device, like TV or VCR or DVD player, etc. So we will have a portable device which will send message to the main device, the TV. So we need to have some energy source to do what, to do the functions what we want on this portable device. And usually these, so to do these functions, we need an interface. It's basically some kind of pressing buttons or keys or like moving jack or something like that. And then these messages, these key buttons can be transferred into some kind of message, and then it will process by the chip, and then it will generate some information to the main device. It's generally in the form of infrared or some kind of sensor information. Then we will have the main control in the main device to do the particular action what we want. So basically we need, since we are focusing on our interface device, that's our remote control, we need few components, mainly the energy source, like the battery, and then we have user interface, like the keypad and buttons we want. And then we have some chip, which mainly digital signal processing chip, because since we are doing mostly digital devices, we have to have some kind of processor which take care of all these functions and put it in some digital format. And then we will have the infrared LED source which sends the information to the main device. Then we will have switch in our main device to do particular operations, and we have to do different codes for different TVs. So some TVs will have different encryption codes for doing channel changing and things. Yeah, because people don't use one particular band, so at least we have more than 5 bands which are really good. So we need to check their specifications and do our encryption that's passing information to the TV device. So we need to have particular encryption codes. Then components. So we have the main energy source, and then we will have some buttons, and then we'll have infrared source, and then we have some chip in the device. Since I don't have much time, so I didn't put the connection to all these components. And since I also want to know feedback from our marketing expert and user interface, so if you want to add some more components, we can incorporate
them. The discussion we had, can you make it on the whiteboard?
Yeah, I'm sure, because since our user interface engineer suggesting speech recognition, and also marketing expert found that speech recognition is really handy. So we can have another simple speech recognizer on our DSP chip. Since we have some kind of energy, this is our this normal battery. So this battery, once you switch on, it will take power, and we can have some speech recognition and in our generally small digital signal processing chip, so that, and we will put a simple speech recognizer, and we can also try this speech recognizer to a particular user. So you just we just use simple chip complex. Now even you can find even a simple mobile device in any mobile brand. You can have this voice dialer for
young people who love to say that this is the control only works for them.
Okay.
And
what
so
about the price
of
this component?
Maybe we can make €5
okay.
Even less than that, because we want to have millions in bulk, so we can make really simple. And we want to make really simple device, because we have only very few words like power, switch on, or some like then you have something like this, you have volume, and then you have particular channel. So users can
decide. User will just be able to say, please can you cut up the volume, or it will be something like
that. User can use any kind of sender, but they should have this prompted words volume and then
with the keywords.
Yeah, volume decrease or increase. So we try to only recognize those words, and because you can't really say user to say same word, and then it becomes more mechanical. Yeah. And then we can have channel, they can say, okay, I want 8. Because we don't know, users have different programs and they don't really follow same channel structure. So we just want channel number, and we don't want BBC or CNN.
Of course, it has to
be complicated. So we'll have only these three main basic. Anyway, volume is not really speech recognition problem. It will be take care of our.
It's a conceptual question. Because now I see the picture in front of my eyes, like a user taking his remote control and shouting in dream, volume up, volume up.
But I think
he's coming. No, he's really annoyed with this. Don't.
First of all, I think this is not fortunately going to be instead of using
not only on top of.
Okay, because it's budget like €12.
No, actually, we can have one switch to switch on or off this DSP processor. This will be parallel to the, suppose like here we have our main chip which controls power volume and this part of them, this DSP. Again, these two have some interaction, suppose people use DSP, then it particularly sends some information to the chip, some form volume increase or this key. Chip may not be very expensive, because since we are only focusing on the TV remote control, and we have only a few things there.
Did you consider the gesture recognition, if I want to put volume up, I take my remote control, do something like volume up or volume down?
At this point, we can say it's very expensive, because our target is only 12.5.
What about the idea of automatic on-off?
Even automatic on-off is also a bit problematic, because different criteria for different people. Suppose people are really, they don't touch the remote, and you don't know how much time you need to switch on or switch off, and
should we target the user personalized remote control? So in a given room, there might be more than one. Maybe that each
yeah.
With our own personal settings.
Yeah, that can be possible, especially for power settings. So user can say, okay, suppose they're watching like tennis match or something, and they can say, okay, after 1 hour.
Wouldn't that make
they can make
arguments?
Yeah.
I want to
that's the problem, we will say more.
Yeah, we can have
and we can increase this the strength. You can buy
ones.
Yeah.
Let's sell more. Let's sell more.
To be more focused on the individual actions, on the components. So we will focus on your component concepts. Of course, the UID mark will be focused on the user interface. And market experts and venture on the train watching. So, of course, like before, specific instruction will be sent to you by your personal watch. I think that's all. And we have, maybe we have to, we say only for TV, not teletext. I think automatic on-off control, it's not possible.
Yes. In current price.
Yeah, maybe in the next step, if we make it work.
But specific measures can be possible.
Yeah, I can tell you about that. And,
should it be equipped with speakers? Like you want to find it, you shout, and it answers, I'm here. Or
just
or maybe you want to phone him.
Yes.
Now on.
Yeah, especially if the power it really consumes because it should be all the time on.
I heard of devices where you just whistle them.
Yes.
Because of the frequency, you just answer to them. You can't whistle them. Or a clap.
Clap
is good.
What about people without?
With only one hand.
Yeah, I think it's
good. These are not our target people.
Okay.
But it's a good feature, I guess, yeah. We need to think about more how to incorporate.
Just don't interfere with other devices. Like always people do that their lights are turning on.
I don't really
do
that.
Yeah,
you do have.
So let's think
about it.
I think that could be the component.